You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with, once again, Diane L. McDonald, the founder of It Takes a Village Wellness and A Woman Alive, Inc. She provides keynotes, workshops, and classes that connect mind, body, and breath to help businesses and their employees relax, rejuvenate, and thrive together. Her mission is to help clients cultivate whole health and to live their lives feeling fully alive. Diane, a pleasure to have you back with us here on EPN.
Nice to be back, Eric.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, what do you mean by whole health wellness?
So my belief and my experience in working inside of companies and schools and with hospital employees is that we oftentimes limit wellness to a physical state of the body, right? So that if the body is in a good physical state, the weight is good, there's not chronic illness, there's no chronic pain, that now we have a person who is well. We often might additionally attach to that mental wellness, right? That if someone is doesn't have a mental illness or is mentally sound and functioning well, that again is a definition of wellness. And those are often kind of the two arenas that we look at. And so I've really expanded my perspective of wellness to really include the social development component of wellness. So who we are as humans, both in a interpersonal relationship, how we relate in relationship to other people who are around us, but also how we relate to ourselves, our intrapersonal relationship, like who we are in interaction and conversation with ourselves. And that this three-tiered kind of look at wellness beyond just body and mind, but really coming into like who we're being in the world, is what actually creates whole health wellness. So there's wellness on all fronts. And wellness itself is really active, right? It's a constant. It's constantly learning, constantly growing, and constantly making choices that are leading us to have all three of those areas in our lives fulfilled and healthy.
Also, if you would, Diane, can you explain more about the seven zones of human potential?
So I broke it down even further, Eric, and what I broke it down even further, so I looked at this, okay, so we have the physical body, the mind, and then how we are in the world. And so I began to really realize that there was different areas where we have potential to put a drain on our health and wellness, right? So I divided divided it up into seven zones, and one's kind of a major zone that sits on the edge, but we'll just start. So the first zone is your physical environment. Like, what is your actual physical environment that you live in, right? Because that can certainly have an effect on your health. It can be draining or not. If you live in a really cluttered environment or a noisy urban area, that's going to have a different drain on your health and wellness if you're in this beautiful rural area. So the physical environment is one of the potential zones that can either build your wellness up or take away from it. And then there's the obvious physical body and health. We talk a lot about that. The third zone is emotional. And this is really like how you communicate, how you deal with your emotions, how you look at your emotions, and how you react to them. And that can also have a very big drain on your system, or it can enhance your wellness. And then there's mental focus. And this is a really big potential zone of where we can create disease or tension in our lives just because of the pull on our focus, right? With all of the technology and computers and phone, and there's just so much drain on our mental focus. And that can create a lot of stress. It's a big cause of chronic stress. It's a cause of us not being as productive. So that can also have a potential drain on our wellness. And then the fifth zone is the vision or the spiritual. And this is one that often kind of gets ignored, but it's a really big part of wellness, right? If we don't have a good sense of where we are in the world, where we're headed, where we want to go, what our values are, what are the values we want to live by. Again, this can be a really big drain on our system. And then the sixth lens is finances. Again, equating finances with wellness can sometimes, people are like, what does that have to do? But it does. It has a lot to do with it. If your finances are disorganized, if you're feeling stressed, if it's something you avoid, again, another area that can really drain our systems and be a potential piece for us not to achieve wellness. And the last piece, the seventh zone, is our understanding of mindfulness. We're going to talk more about that, but mindfulness is really how we're present with ourselves in the world, and our attention to all of these other six zones. And without attention to them, without a mindfulness, having this wrapped up with a mindful attention, any one of these can be flying off the handle and really be creating a lot of tension and disease in our body, but we're not noticing it because we're not mindful. So I kind of wrap the whole package up in that seventh zone of mindfulness.
And taking that a little further, Diane, where do mindfulness, movement, and breath fit in? And can you define each of these for us? That would be helpful.
So mindfulness, we just talked a little bit about, right? Mindfulness is that ability to be present. That ability to be present to what's going on, the ability to recognize perhaps that, you know, you are in a cluttered environment or that your mental focus is getting pulled out of whack. And so that mindfulness is an awareness of the other six zones and an awareness of your body, of your physical state of your body, of the mental state of your body, and of those relationships that you have in your life, both with others and yourself. So I like to refer to mindfulness on the most basic level as just that ability to pay attention and to see without judgment, without deciding anything about it, but just to see where you are in your wellness in your life. So movement is the second big piece. It's an obvious physical piece, right, that we need to move our bodies in order to stay well and healthy. The key to movement that many people aren't aware of is that movement is actually an integral part of learning, and that as we move, we create new neural pathways, new muscular neural pathways, and those muscular neural pathways and movement also can enhance and increase our ability to learn and to grow and to expand our awareness, our mental capacity. And so movement goes way beyond just keeping our physical body in good shape. It also keeps our mental facilities in good shape as faculties, I guess is the word I was looking for there. It also keeps our mental faculties in good shape and is a really big component of continuing learning and growth in our life. And then the last really active big component for me is breath. And breath for me is the piece that is the only way that we can actually really work with the stress that's in our lives. So I believe that stress is a very physiological response to many things, our environment, the things that are going on, and that when our bodies get stressed, breath is the bridge that can help us move from stress to a more relaxed state of being. And as most of us know, chronic stress is just a huge part of a lot of our health issues today. So I use mindfulness, movement, and breath to help people discover whole health wellness by using those three components in each of those seven zones. So that's kind of how it all pulls together.
Today we're visiting with, once again, Diane L. McDonald, the founder of It Takes a Village Wellness and A Woman Alive, Inc. here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Diane, continuing on, can you give us an illustration of how mindfulness can support, for example, better emotional health?
So I love talking about emotional health because for me, emotional health is a big component of how we are in relationship, particularly how we are, Eric, in relationship with others. And so A lot of times we take our relationships for granted, right? We'll walk into work, let's say in a morning, and we've had a bad morning. The kids have been crazy. It was hard to get everybody settled and out of the house. And, you know, you walk up and someone asks you a question, you might snap back at them, right? So, you know, oh, I can't talk about that right now. Talk to me later, right? And you walk into your office and kind of slam the door and you just need to take a big breath. You did that very unconsciously. It wasn't a purposeful way to treat one of your coworkers, but out of the stress, out of the tension that you had in your life, you weren't being mindful. Here's that word. You weren't being mindful of that particular interaction. And we do a lot of this. We have a lot of stress and tension in all of these different zones in our lives and in our work and in our home lives. And that mindful attention to how we're communicating with others and also understanding with an empathetic point of view how others might be responding to us. And so when we are mindful of who we're being and how we're being in relationship, when we take that breath and take that pause before we respond to somebody, we can actually change the way that we're communicating and learn to communicate more positively and with greater benefit and have less tension and stress in the relationships that we have with people and work. So that's one idea of a tool I use is a mindfulness tool to help people stop and pause before they respond in a communication and take a different perspective. And there's several different perspectives that I teach people to look at before they respond. So it's that moment of being mindful to create healthier relationships that have a more positive bent to them that are then going to promote a healthier relationship culture within a company.
I also understand that you offer a wellness connection quiz. Tell us about this.
So the wellness connection quiz takes those seven zones and it breaks it down into a little quiz where you look at each one of these zones and it gives you an understanding of what might be potentially creating tension or disease in your life, what might be draining some energy. So for example, in the mental focus, one of the questions that I might ask is, do you leave your computer on in front of you all day? A question I might ask for vision and spiritual is, do you know what your top five core values are? And so by taking this very simple quiz, there's eight lines of text for each one of these zones, and people can go through this quiz and actually begin to see where they are potentially creating disease and tension. And then we can use the tools of mindfulness, movement, and breath to create change in the areas that are the most potentially draining for them.
And good stuff there. Thanks for that. Now, lastly, what added benefits would there be of cultivating a whole health wellness within a company?
So when companies really start to bring in programs like mindfulness and movement and stress reduction and really are looking at the whole health, the whole picture of an individual, a lot of things happen. One of the biggest benefits is that employees literally just are happier, right? They're more willing to engage fully. They feel more fulfilled at work. And so now you have a culture that creates a more positive workplace. There's more collaboration, more team building. There's increase in innovation and productivity. And those are the pieces that I really love to see because that's when you're really like changing the culture of a company, right? And you're getting huge return, huge ROI on a whole health wellness program. And then there's the basics, which everyone kind of talks about, which is just less sickness, less chronic illness, less absenteeism. There's a reduction of your overall healthcare costs. And those are kind of the things that people typically think about. And we forget to think about how really the whole culture of a company can shift into a more positive, exciting, happier, fulfilling place to be.
Well, Diane, thanks so much for joining us once again here on EPN. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details? Where can they find the quiz? Also your corporate offerings and all the good stuff there. Where can they get all the details and information?
So you can get all the details at ittakesavillagewellness.com. And if you're really interested in looking at the corporate programs, you would go to ittakesavillagewellness.com/corporate-wellness. And we'd love to have you come visit us. The quiz is available there. And we look forward to having people take the quiz and learn more about how they can create whole health wellness in their lives and in their companies.
Again, Diane, thanks for joining us once again here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, and look forward to our next conversation. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
And we've been speaking with Diane L. McDonald, the founder of It Takes a Village Wellness and A Woman Alive Incorporated. She provides keynotes, workshops, and classes that connect mind, body, and breath to help businesses and their employees relax, rejuvenate, and thrive together. And for further details, simply visit ittakesavillage.com. All links will be provided within the show notes of this broadcast. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.